Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you indeed. It is such a blessing to be here. I am so grateful for this moment to transform energy, this moment to embrace energy, this moment to be more, to surrender, to let go, because we know who we are. You know who you are, and I'm so full. I've just been an interesting week. So as I told you last week, I have so much to say. So I created a soapbox called a radio network. And I am committed, I am determined to wear out my soapbox. That when I leave this planet, all you're going to see is dust. It's like, ooh, he used his soapbox. You know, oftentimes we consider soapbox as like something you don't want to get on. Oh, we make apologies for it. Hell to the no. It's your soapbox. If you don't get on it, who else will? And if you don't get on your soapbox, it's not going to fit anybody else. They won't even know what to say when they stand on it. So I'm standing joyfully, happily, gratefully on my soapbox and encourage you to stand on yours so that we can make a difference on this planet as we take some time to do a mid-year review. But it's a mid-year review with a twist. I mean, back and forth with the title, but, you know, if you really want to go to the middle of the truth of who you are at the right place. But we're not going to do that without activating the best in you. We have to remind you, this is not a painkiller. What they call those things when you're doing surgery? Anesthesia. What is it, Celeste? Bring on Celeste. She'd be like, oh, my God, it's bringing me on. What's that thing when you get?
It's anesthesia. Anesthesia. We are not numbing anybody today. We're going to feel it. We're going to heal it. We're going to do this. I stand with you on the soapbox, my brother. I'm out. I'm ready.
Yes. We're not going to numb it, but we're going to make sure that when you are energetically sliced open, when there's a release of illusions and you can see clearly because your illusions are creating a delusion in your life, you at least remember why you're going through and growing through the process. So this is what we want to do. We want to bring Carly Jackson so you can remember why you're growing through the process.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, you are. Yes, I am. That was Carly Jackson, reminding us that we don't need to be numbed from life circumstances, maybe temporarily. Sometimes you just need a little bit of numbness. And you experience numbness as grief sometimes when you lose a loved one. And it's your body's way of helping you deal with the transition. But let's start this real slow. Let's not go too deep. I don't know if I'm ready for deepness right now, but we will get there. Oh, there's so much to share. There's so much to embrace. And God knows we need each other. We do. We need each other. We are focusing on the theme for this month. The theme for this month is limitless energy. What does that mean? Is that some woo-woo stuff? Or is it the kind of stuff that you align with and leaves you going, whoa, oh, wow, I did that? Oh, my God. And if you're worried about being calling God's name in vain, you're the wrong radio network. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Guess what? You are a miracle. I am a miracle. What is a miracle? A shift in perception. A shift in perception from fear to love. Don't just wait for it. Be it.
Troy Horn.
Yeah. Troy Horn said, miracles. That's what we are. We'll be back.
We'll think about sunlight. We'll think about rain. We'll think about my life and the beauty love brings. We'll think about my family. We'll think about friends. Suddenly everything is beautiful. So I think it all again. Every smile you share, every heart you heal, is leaving your mark on the planet, saying you were here.
We are.
It's hard to remember, yeah, all the gifts we had, until we have to surrender,
oh,
when the times turn bad. So when you think about tragedy, and when you think about pain, remember hope's round the corner, calling out your name. Every smile you share, every heart you heal, is leaving your mark on the planet, saying you are here.
We are miracles. We are.
Miracles. We are the ones we have been looking for. Don't waste time looking for a miracle. Use your time being the miracle. You are the one to transform the energy of fear into love. And if you don't know how to go about it, when you find somebody, something that gets on your nerves, or somebody that gets on your nerves, and you just find yourself getting angry, you just want to upside their head, you know what I mean, or you find yourself tapping into a part of you that you thought has been deactivating, and you're just like, oh my, somebody hold me, but don't talk to me. That is the perfect opportunity to be the miracle, to transform that energy of fear, of hate, of anger, of separation, to one of understanding. If we can just start there, don't get to the highest vibration of love. Let's just get to a point of understanding. That itself is a miracle. You become the miracle. Troy Horn, TROYHORNE.com, TroyHorn.com, reminding us who we are. That's a prayer. That's an affirmation and a confirmation of your existence. So whenever you ask, whenever you doubt, whenever you worry, remember that you are a miracle. You're here to shift energy. You're here to transform energy. And we're doing a mid-year review, but the title is a little bit deceiving because we have to get you into the spiritual center so we can do spiritual surgery. We know if your mind really heard what needs to happen, somehow you will create a distraction or reason not to show up. But you know what? It's not a trick. It's a soul agreement. You and I agree that, if you put that title, it'll be hard for me to come. Just put something very generic, okay? Then I'll show up because we got to do this. But I heard on planet Earth, sometimes a bit challenging. I don't think I'm going to find it that challenging, but just from what I heard from my guides, my ETs, my enlightened teachers, they say life is the planet Earth a little bit, just be careful. Like an elder, a loving grandparent, like, okay, child, but just be gentle. Yeah, that's right. You're going to change the world, but just be gentle. Yes. Thanking you for being here, and I want to welcome you to this house of love as we prepare for our spiritual surgery so we may release everything that no longer serves us. The parasitical thoughts and energies that are just hanging about, and we're like, why is this still here? I don't know how to get it off. Guess what? Now it's time. Now it's time to do it. But I want to welcome you. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio. And I know that you had to tune into yourself first, because if you did tune into yourself, you miss out. Life Conversations Radio is where change begins and change is inspired. And when you change with the change, you can't help but be different. You can't help but make a difference. And I'm so honored, I'm so grateful to have this conversation with you and see what we create together. So much to talk about. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show, a Life Conversations Radio. And I am the I am that I am. That's right. The I am presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade. Ade Anifowoshe, I almost said my full name there, Ademola Anifowoshe, the Nutty Professor. If you didn't understand that, don't worry, I didn't curse you out. It's just a different language. It's okay. Because your mind is like, what did he say about my mama? Nah. Ademola Anifowoshe, or Ade Anifowoshe, but don't you dare pronounce my full name if you ain't going to pronounce it right. But I digress. I am the soul whisperer. I have some information to whisper into your consciousness so you may know, remember who you are, and embrace the challenges of life, reminding yourself and say, oh, challenges and struggles and pain and issues are simply a sacred gift. They are applying enough pressure for me to go deep, to push out the best in me, because the best in me sometimes, is not sometimes, all the time, deep inside of myself. But when I just get caught up and I'm just, up there just floating around in the ethers, I forget that the best me, the enlightened me is in the deep of my consciousness. So issues and challenges come to apply the pressure so that you may crack open to the truth of who you are. I'm going to be your cracker open today. I'm going to apply just enough pressure. You crack yet? Some people, we need like a wrecking ball. Let me call my sister. What's her name? That young girl who is going through changes. Miley Cyrus. Yeah, bring your wrecking ball so we can crack some illusions wide open. The illusions of racism, of sexism, the fear of feminine energy, the disrespect of mothers. Oh, gosh, slow down. Slow down. Serve some appetizers first. I don't know what to do. I'm just so full. And it's a good time to bring on Celeste, because if I don't, y'all going to think I'm a mess.
Man. Man. Okay, I want you to go over in the corner, all right? You done danced in the ring, okay? You're about to knock us out. So I'm just going to grab this towel right here in my hand. You see it? This towel, I'm going to wipe your brow. I'm going to wipe your brow. I'm going to put your little coat on you, James Brown, and I'm going to ask you to sit down. Now, for my sisters, I'm really glad you got my message.
Wait. Are you telling me to sit down? Is that a black woman kind of sit down, or is a spiritual sister kind of sit down? Because you know, black woman, go sit your ass down somewhere.
No.
What's wrong with you?
I'm not telling. It's not a read. I'm not telling you to take several seats because you have lost your mind. I'm trying to get my sisters prepped for the rest of this show, so I'm giving you a break, and I'm going to ask them to do something because they heard invisible call that I sent out from my womb, because see, I'm a radio co-producer playing on this show because I knew it was going to be off the chain, and I was trying to send a text to Sweet TDC Tanya, and I couldn't send a text to her, so I started thinking in my mind real deep, y'all, he is dropping it like it's hot today. I ain't got time to text you. Just feel my call. And when I did that, I'm not kidding. So I'm giving y'all time now because I can't call all of y'all. You heard my call. I need you to go ahead and share this show. I need you to text your friend because you're not multitasking, and tell them to come home for lunch because we cutting up over here. And I don't usually make that kind of announcement. We don't usually read the description, okay? I want a day to chill for a minute, then we're going to move to announcements, and then he's going to come back up in here, and he's going to turn it out. I'm giving you time to get your people up in this circle right here, because you are going to hear about your life as a woman from a brother who loves you and respects you, and we just want to do this media review. It's a checkup. Let's do it. Okay, so Life Coach Today, do you understand what I'm laying before you? I'm going to break down the description, give my sisters and my brothers who are listening time to get their friends here. Then we're going to move into announcements, and then the floor is all yours.
I have no problem yielding to the divine feminine energy. I have no need or desire to criticize it, to tell her what she needs to do for her body, because I don't know what it's like to be a woman. I know what it's like to have the energy. So for me, yes, go forth and do your thing. It aligns with my belief, and even if it doesn't, I'm still going to let you do what you want to do. I'm just going to hobble out of here and not ruffle any feathers.
Did you hear what I said? Go get your girls on the phone, all right? And then the doctor, the metaphysical rebel, the soul whisperer will be back after the announcements come on. So, Life Coach Today is flying solo, and he wants to get in your business. It's that time again. Get ready for your mid-year review. We are at the halfway point of the year. Remember what you said you wanted on New Year's Day? If you're going to make any changes in your life, the time is ripe to do an inventory. What's moving in the world? What makes you come alive? Sacred activists know their next mission by what motivates them to act. Are you motivated to put your energy into something that extends beyond you without having the same old run-of-the-mill debates? What say you about Hobby Lobby? Hashtag bring back our daughters and our sons, gun regulations, Obamacare, and your life. You are invited to a soul appointment. Get ready for your spiritual inspiration for living the rest of your year as you explore Limitless Energy, our theme for the month of July. And now, I'm going to come back again. Life Coach today is lining up the announcements, and he will be the voice when we come back. Hit it, Life Coach. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. It's Celeste here, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here every Monday from 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the spiritual weather report of the day. If you have questions or thoughts for upcoming shows for Life Coach Today, you can email them to ask@lifecoachaday.com. The theme for the month of July is Limitless Energy, and we have exciting shows on Life Conversations Radio Network. Our newest show on the network is Living in the Yes with the Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson at 9 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday night. Then join Mbasa Safara for the Play Experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can also join me for Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And don't forget to tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. For more info, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. You have more places to listen to Life Coach Today. You can catch him every Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern on 12radio.com for Soul Food for Your Consciousness. Get a little pep in your step when you join Life Coach Today on Tuesdays. Be on the lookout for the postings for all these shows. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Celeste, Celeste Morgan. And so much to talk about. So much is bubbling up for me. And I'm calm now. Celeste got me to just go within and pull from a deep well. But I'm not promising anything because it can just start to bubble up and then I'm off. you know, I'm going to bring on Celeste. Celeste is going to join me. She's going to be a co-host and a co-producer, and she's going to be working her little tail off today. But before I bring her up, because she's always saying, you know, Ade, I love working with you. I love doing everything I do for Life Conversations Radio. It is great, but I miss being a listener. And all I got to say is, I understand. I don't get to listen to my show. I hear what comes out when it goes out there, but I don't get to listen to it. And I don't go back and listen because I just don't. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I listen to it while I'm editing, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, if I didn't recognize my voice, I will be in love with this guy. He's just amazing. No. Oh, boy. But anyway, I when I do listen to my show, there are things that makes me go, wow. And really, in jokingly serious, and seriously joking, when I do take time, or if I have to edit something because or rebroadcast or something, I'm like, wow, I get to see myself. I get to see the gift. I get to see a reason to be grateful. I have stories that was opposite to that. So to hear myself, but for the most part, I don't go back and listen. It's done. Let's keep it moving. But I don't remember why I even brought that up. But it'll come back to me sooner or later. And Celeste will probably remind me. Is it really important? I don't know. Let me bring it. Oh, so yeah. That's it. Don't you just love how it works when you let it go? It comes back to you. If you're holding on to it, you're in pain, and it just keeps being one step ahead of you. So whatever you want right now, let it go. Trust the process. And while you let it go, or if you're still thinking about letting it go, and you say, well, I just don't understand, I'm going to tell you a little story. I'm going to take you on a journey. I want you to consider something, but I'm going to bring Celeste on. So, Celeste, you be responsible for keeping yourself muted or not, but I'm going to mute you. But I want to – so, okay. The theme for the month. Woo! I don't even know. That I get to do what I do. I'm so grateful. And I've been very reflective. I mean, if there was a camera in here, or maybe there is, you never know. Let me contact TMZ to find out. But I hope not, because somebody is going to have some crazy karma. But anyway, if there was a camera in here, and I get to look at myself before the show and after the show, thinking, what? Those are two different people. But no, sometimes you need to be quiet, to just let it marinate, to let it settle. And then when it's time to let it out, you just let it out. So the theme for the month is limitless energy. And there's so much. We want to talk about people who think they're in control or they're responsible for how life is expressed. We want to talk about people who are running from their own healing, from their own pain, and having Facebook and Twitter fight. And it comes about when it comes to things about religion, when it comes to racism. You know, we want to talk about we're all equal and we look out for each other. America is the greatest country, but we don't really care about each other's health care. You know, you don't care about each other's health. And the truth is, this is a thought I've been really pondering. I think, you know, on the back of the money in America, on the back of the money, and even on the coins, I think, I don't have any coins on me because I don't carry coins. As a matter of fact, I don't have any paper on me. I have plastic. So we don't even have money anymore. We're dealing with the idea of money. You money put into your bank, you see the numbers. Okay, there's a few people who still hold the paper. That's okay. Some of us just like, but anyway. But really, ultimately, it's an idea. So some people have the idea and they have numbers to tell them they got more of the idea. And some people see numbers to tell them they have less of the idea. And they think because this idea that is available to everybody, that is everywhere evenly present, you're part of abundance, you think there's numbers represent who you are. Let's talk about it. But let me go back to the point I was going to make, the idea of in God we trust. I don't know. Celeste will probably notice she's my human archivist. She's my human Google. I don't know why they thought, who came up with the idea to put in God we trust on money. But I think it is now blend. If it was in being grateful for circulation, being grateful for abundance, is now being diluted, that in God we trust on money has now turned money into God. And people will put money first as their God, all in the name of religion. I'll stop there. So here's the journey. Unless you want to say anything?
I absolutely do, Life Coach today, because I am actually carrying paper today, and I don't usually have cash on me. You know I don't. I'm always whatever. I play games with it. So I'm actually holding paper, and I think it's really, really powerful that we're having this conversation. So I can actually look at this paper. I'm looking at George, and I'm looking at Thomas, okay? And
homeboy.
On the back, all my homeboys, you know. I like it when it expands to Franklin's. All is well, though. But anyway, I have In God We Trust on my $1 bill, and on my $10 bill, I have In God We Trust behind it. And I have a little artwork on my $10 bill. And it's really funny because, you know, there are people who write on money who like to deliver messages. And this person, I attracted to my magnetic field Hitler. He put a Hitler mm-hmm. mustache on Thomas Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some energy I'm walking with. I'm walking with Hitler right now on my money.
But that's the thing. But see, this is it's all going to make sense. This mid review, it may sound like
mm-hmm.
I'm going all over the place and what's this like? How does it relate? But you know, we're coming to the middle. We're coming back to the center. We're coming back to the essence of who we are. And look at where we started from, where we're going. There's really no destination, but we use calendars to mark a point in consciousness. We're coming back to the middle and say, let's see what's happening. And you know, if you take all the money on the planet, well, let's just stay with America, and you put Hitler picture on it, most people will trip about it, but they won't give the money away. They'll hold on to that money. I'm like, I'm about to get, let's just say there was a mistake. Oh, I'm really going there now. Let's say there was a mistake and the picture of Hitler was printed on it. And before they knew it, it was all distributed. And they tell people to return their money. Folks will be like, hell no, I ain't sending you back my money. See, that's mine. You better get yours. By the same time, we talk about we ain't got room for hate. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus. Lord, help me. Help me.
And today we have so many long-time listeners on the line and in the chat room. I just want to take a quick moment and pretend to be a listener. Hi, my name is Celeste. I'm really enjoying what you're sharing, Life Coach, today. And hey to the family, love to all of you. I got a quick gift, though. Angel Face, 444. Angel Face, 444. We were anticipating your arrival. We really were. Aday, come back with me. And it still relates, and we're going to come back to you because we are talking about numbers, and we're talking about the way we're allowing this money, the denomination, the amount, relate to who we are. But there's another way that you can look at numbers, and Angel Face, 444, yeah, we're ready for you because out of the blue, I said to Life Coach Aday this weekend, I'm feeling a real serious need to look at master numbers and angel numbers, but I haven't found one that moved me yet, and I did. And I know that angel number 444, according to Sacred Scribes angel numbers, means practicality and responsibility. It resonates with the vibrations of archangels, Angel Face. And Life Coach Aday, you reminded me of the energy of this day because it comes up 7714, but when you add it all together, you get 3 sevens, which for me, we already had this conversation, means that in this moment, at this time, all the messages that you're receiving, all of them are at a high angel vibration of 777. And I just had to share that. I didn't mean to hijack you, but when I was
these are the gifts
that I would
perfect.
Bring. Yeah.
And now you're part of the show to add more to it. But, you know, I love the fact that you talk about the angel vibration because metaphysically, angel means God's thoughts. And an angel is a God thought. So for me, I feel like so much is bubbling up inside of me that I didn't even know. And, you know, there's that saying that if you walk with Uggs, you know the phrase.
Mm-hmm.
But if you play and sit and learn and embrace limitless energy, you're going to be set on fire. And I mean that, really, because I've been reading, doing a lot of reading and a lot of listening, and I'm hearing wait a minute. There's some things that I'm hearing. I'm like, I can't say that. My mind is like, no. But it's not anything bad. Taken out of context can be controversial. Taken in context will be life-transforming. So now I've got to put my human side to the side just a little bit, because I want my human side to have my back. You need your human side. But anyway, I want to take this moment, and Celeste, thank you for bringing my attention to the listeners, to just welcome all of you. Angel Face, I see your face is glowing. And thank you, Earth Web, for grounding us, reminding us that we are connected through this network of life, the silent listeners disguised as guests. When we come together, we get to dance and sing love and happiness, and we get to tap into the wisdom of God within us, the mother wit, and then we have a new life. We tap into the Garden of Eden in ourselves, new Jace. And if you're not in the chat room, you have no clue what I just did, but Celeste does, and the listeners know. And those of you that have listened, thank you. See, I can't even talk. I'm going to start speaking in tongues now. And all of you listening on the phone line, thank you, thank you. Tanya's in the house, Donna's in the house. The ones, those of you that we can't see, thank you very much. The ones that are listening on the archive, I don't know why that keeps coming. Thank you. I really mean that. Thank you with my crazy self and my live wire self, because even at my calmest, at my chillest, that's a word, when I'm chilling, people say, gosh, you've got so much energy. I'm like, I'm chilling. Like, oh, no, you're not. But I thank you. So we are talking about limitless energy. That's the theme for the month. The theme for today is reviewing it, doing mid-year review. What have you created? What did you say you want to create? When you look at life, when you go back and you look at January 2014 and you stand in July 2014, what has happened in your life? What has happened outside? What's happened in your family? What have you gone through in your relationship? What's happening in the political arena? What's happening? Are we moving forward? Does it look like we're moving forward, or does it look like we're moving backwards? Limitless energy is the answer. There's more to say. Now let's go on a journey. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at A Radio Show, where we make it a point not to go too deep, not to ruffle feathers, just be silly and end the show. But today is an exception. Okay, so here's a journey. We want to go on a journey called What If. You know, if you don't, just play with me here, humor me. You know that there is a non-physical part of you, right? And if you don't, just pretend that you knew that, okay? There's a non-physical part, and there's a physical part of you. Often we get distracted by the physical experience. We forget about the non-physical part of ourselves, the non-physical part of ourselves that is connected to pure consciousness, pure awareness. The non-physical part of yourself that can never be sick, that is always rich in consciousness. It's rich. It's got all that you need. It's enough. It is loving. It is compassionate. It sees beyond the veil. It was never created. It can never be destroyed. It was never born. So you can never die, the non-physical part of you. And that goes for you, you know. That goes for you too. Even your physical side, your physical form, was never created. It was never born. How do I know? Because everything is energy. Your physical body is energy. So if your body, your physical body, if you accept that your body is energy, you were never created. You can never be destroyed. You were never born, and you can never die, but you will be transformed. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, but can be transformed. We associate that to Einstein. But something deep, the voices deep in my soul tells me that's been around a long time before he said it. He just echoed what was already known. He tapped into his soul that energy can not be created or destroyed, but it can be transformed. Everything is energy. So you were never born. You can celebrate your birth date. That was just the day you were transformed into this physical being. You can celebrate the day you left this planet and you were fully born into the spirit realm. We're going on a journey here. Ooh, I sound like Jeremiah Wright. Just stay with me. Turn to your neighbor and say, we're on a journey. Turn to your neighbor on the right and say, we're on a journey. Woo, help me, Jesus. So, I wasn't going to go there, but I don't know where I'm going to go, so I just go where I go. So what if your non-physical being is on a field trip? What do I mean? Think about it. In the physical form, we plan field trips. Sometimes we call it a vacation. We go out of town. We go learn about, you know, country. We go to a place that has been calling to us deep in our soul, Italy, Ghana, wherever. We go into the mountain. We climb mountains. We go to the forest. You take everything. You plan the trip. How are you going to get there? You're going to fly? Are you going to drive? Are you going to walk? Are you going to hitchhike? Are you going to be on a bike? Or are you just going to go to that place in consciousness? So you're just going to get still and close your eyes and get teleported in the physical form when you plan a field trip. So what if your non-physical self, your true self, is on a field trip on this planet? So you chose where you want to go. You chose America. You chose Nigeria individually now. Some of us chose, you know, or maybe you chose different places. But there's a destination. You say, you know, I want to go to America. I want to have this color skin. I want to have this certain amount of height. I want to be a man. I want to be a woman. I want to not have any money. I want to have so much money. I want to live in the suburbs. I want to be an artist. I want to be the president. You know, I want to be born in a country where there's scarcity, there's poverty, there's disease. Because I just want to see what it's like. What if your true self, your non-physical self, is on a journey, on a field trip to experience life differently, to know itself differently? I want you to just consider that. With all that you've gone through, all that you're going through, the heartaches, the breakup, the betrayals, the fear, the doubt, the worries, the guilt. What if your higher self, what if your true self, what if the non-physical part of you actually chose that so that it can know itself fully, so that it can have an experience? Some of us will look at people jump out of planes, fly through mountains, they got all kind of name for it, go swim in the biggest, or go surf in the biggest wave, and some of us will say, those people are crazy. Oh, let me get very controversial here. Black folks will say white folks are crazy. And then, based on your consciousness, you still get people saying, well, you know, black folks don't do that. You get white people saying, white people, that's the only thing about black people do. Oh, it's only the Indians do that. What if all of that was carefully designed for your non-physical self to experience life, to understand there is more? What if you're on a field trip? Just consider. I'm just making stuff up. Okay? Just going on a journey. We're doing a midlife review of our own life. This point right now is the middle of your life because you're listening to reflect on your life, the things that have challenged you, the things that you wish you never went through. Maybe you thought, I wish I had a different parent. Maybe I wish I had, you know, I wish I had a different mother, a different father. I wish I grew up in a different country. I wish my parents were more loving. What if your true self chose that? Would that change how you see yourself now? And if you say, oh, hell no, because that's just not acceptable, and why would I choose that? Well, what if your higher self, your non-physical self, is refusing to see the truth? Because if it does, then game is over. Either way, you can't hide. There's more. We're going to talk about diversity in a minute. Let me bring on my co-producer, my co-host, Celeste. How are you doing over there? What's the temperature going on there? Are people leaving the chat room saying this guy done lost his mind?
Or they kind of like,
well, we love him. Maybe they're just hanging about saying, well, we love him anyway. So we won't leave him alone, but phew, Jesus, he's going out there.
No, we are all with you. We are all with you. As a matter of fact, let me share some of the comments that are coming through from our dearest sister, Earth Webs. I'm very sure that I chose this life as my challenge and embrace all that comes with that for the gift of growth and wisdom. But woo, there are some days when I say to myself, girl, what was my spirit thinking? Tell the truth, Earth Webs. And I'm going to out both you and Aday right now. I don't have permission. What I love about that statement, because I've got permission to say this about her, what I love about this statement is that it shows the practical views of a magician. You know, I'm always talking about birth cards, and both Life Coach Aday and Earth Webs are born magicians. So you have a magician disguised as a life coach expressing as God in this moment, and you have another magician expressing as Earth Webs, who's saying, I got all these tools. I know I was born with DNA, divine natural abilities to make it happen. That's the gift from the magician. And yet even we go, woo. So you make the journey human, Life Coach Aday, with your vulnerability, and Earth Webs with yours. You make the journey human, but you guys come with these extra superhero gifts. We all do. Yours is just called the magician.
I know, that's right. Because we need each other. As a magician, I need you to experience what I'm transforming, or I don't get to see what I'm transforming, what I'm changing. I don't get to see my own tricks because it's just me. There's no reflection. And speaking of reflection, I'm glad Earthweb brought this up. You know, she said, but she, in her comment, she said, there are some days when I say to myself, girl, what was my spirit thinking? See, and if imagine you asking that question, you being universal you, we do that in physical form when you go on a trip. Maybe you're flying, and then you have to go through security. They cancel the flight. There's some kind of weather stuff going on. Sometimes people will say, I don't know why we even decided to fly. We should have driven. We should have just taken the car. We thought about it. Or people even bicker. See, I told you we should drive. Or some people say, well, you know, depending on where you're going, I should have walked. I should have driven the car. We do that because when life hits us upside the head, they're like, hell no. Which one of you just hit me? You know, and then we doubt the choice we made. Now, I'm going to let that settle. I'm going to let that hang. So there's a lot of things that's been happening that triggered this for me. Well, there's a lot that's been going on, and my journey. I've been reading, watching, seeing, hearing, feeling different conversation about racism, about religious beliefs, politics, and money, and religion, and the list goes on. You know the deal. You've probably seen some of the comments on Facebook. You may have even contributed to some of the comments. And I want to talk about just, you know, it's all connected. We're doing the review. We're talking about limitless energy. Now we want to talk about let's talk about what that looks like in real life. So our dear sister friend, Koya, a.k.a. Earthweb, posted something on her wall about 2 weeks ago. And it's a picture of a baby carrier. One picture was a picture of an African-American young sister with a baby. And the second picture of the same product have a young lady, a white lady, and a white guy. And she asked, I don't even have it here, so I'm going to paraphrase, and Celeste, if I get it wrong, correct me. But I never get it wrong. I'm the magician. I make this up as I go. I'm the one. I'm the master of my own life. But anyway, but she made a comment to the extent, something that, okay, why doesn't the young lady, the African American lady, doesn't have a man in there? And it's such a valid question. And she was highlighting how sometimes stereotype plays out and how racism plays out. Yes, there's more, but we'll stay there. And if you're triggered, don't run, don't go nowhere. And if you're hearing a lot of noise in the background, the house is getting a repair. It's bringing things together, things that were separated. They're getting repaired so that the house can be in harmony and balance. So just excuse the background noise. There's nothing I can do about it. I feel like saying, can y'all up? But, you know, it's part of life. So she posted, all I said was, wow, because I tried not to use. Sometimes things can be taken out of context if you post it on Facebook or Twitter, and I ain't got time for that. Now, while I'm on my show, I get to say what I want to say. So anyway, the comment just went on and on and on and on about why does it have to be racism? You're reading too deep into it. And you know, I'm colorblind, or I don't see color. And, you know, people just need to get over it. When are we going to stop pulling the race card? And for me, what I saw there was example of people who are in pain on a soul level and have to develop their intellectual mind to put forth a great debate. And when you read it, if you're from a different planet and don't know anything about racism in America, when you read it and you're open-minded and you're from a different planet and you want to hear people's point of view, you look at everybody and say, well, yeah, that makes sense. But EarthWeb in the chat room, a.k.a. Koya, I just loved her feedback. It was wise. It was coming from a deep place, and it highlighted what people don't want to look at. So that's one part of it. And I'm going to share some of the things. It's based on where she is, how she's feeling. If she's feeling something, she's going to jump in with us. And if not, we'll share some of her comments. Now, then the other thing is this whole thing about contraception. Hobby Lobby and the people. I call it Hobby Lobby. I don't know if it's hobble, whatever it is. It really does. They represent human consciousness. You know, saying they, because of their religious beliefs, and Google if you don't understand it. But if you don't know what I'm talking about, I don't have time because I'm looking at time. It's like, whoa! But politically, there's a lot going on where people are saying, we're not going to fund somebody else's health care to have an abortion because it goes against my religious beliefs. And for the most part, you can say, well, that kind of makes sense. But does it? Because when you think about it from an intellectual perspective, it makes sense. But here's something. Ooh, I need my human side to jump in. My ego goes, oh, no, don't say that. But there are some people who will just, like, die to prove that they're against abortion, and they will give everything to start war. So now abortion is killing. It's a taking of life, but I'm supporting war. I digress. Now, there's something on that I saw on Huffington Post about Hobby Lobby also invests in companies that actually manufacture abortion pills. Slow down, everybody. Calm down. Take a deep breath. See, I want you to really get this. I really want you to get this. And I have no control about how you're going to feel, what you're going to think. But I want you to know what I'm saying is let's look at how your non-physical being, how it planned this experience to experience what we're dealing with right now. And the question becomes, once you do your review, what are you going to say? How are you going to show up? What are you going to add to it? So the same company who's saying, well, this goes against my religious beliefs, I'm not for abortion, part of their 401k that the employees take out, part of that mutual fund is invest in several pharmaceutical companies. Now, this is something I read in Huffington Post, and Huffington Post said Mother Jones reported on Tuesday. So nobody's really – I didn't go to the Mother Jones because I don't want to get lost in this stuff. You get so caught up in it, you lose yourself. So the other part is, from this, what I see is the disrespect for women, the disrespect for mothers, the disrespect for the feminine energy that's been going on, the disrespect for life, and not really seeing life as sacred. And then, depending on where you're standing, your point of view, you get to say, of course I see life sacred. That's why I'm against abortion. You know, there's the Obamacare, and people saying that it's the worst thing that ever happened to this country since slavery. Like, wait a minute. Can you break that down again? So there's so much more that we can talk about. You can look at your own life. But what I want to do now, I'm going to bring on Celeste to kind of share whatever's bubbling up for her. And I will put to you that there's an article out right now. Where is it? A news article. Apparently the journalist is talking about how one of the people in Congress see that part of the issues that the president is going through is because it's black. Now, wow, we're living in some great times. I'm pacing myself because this is really, really much. It's too much for me. Not too much as in I can't handle it, but it's a lot. I'm in an all-you-can-process restaurant. Not all-you-can-eat, all-you-can-process, all-you-can-embrace, all-you-can-release. So I got to really pace myself. So the article is, and the title is, The N-Word in the White House. And they didn't say N-Word. And they're saying, well, really, it's a pro-Obama kind of article. So there's a lot going on. Earthquake, everything is coming to the top. And I'll stop there and bring on Celeste. As she mutes herself again. Okay, come on, Celeste. Come on back.
I'm right here.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Okay, here I am. Mm-hmm. But I was also hearing Carole King, I hear the earth move under my feet. And that was playing so loud in my head. Now, mm-hmm. I'm getting a sense of the chat room, and I see people trying to feed toddlers cake. And your listeners volunteering to babysit for each other, and then note not to for glowing goose. Just to let you guys know on the phone lines what you're missing in the chat room, it goes perfectly, though, because what I really wanted to bring was Kolya's off-the-wall, beautiful, heartfelt comments, and I wanted to read that. And she's letting us know right now that she's got snack time, and the little ones are doing what they do. So, but that's okay, though,
okay.
Kolya.
That's fine. Yeah, well, yeah, read some of the, because what I shared earlier that, you know, some of the comments that it really moved me because uh-huh. what she wrote, I see it as somebody who has a broader view and covered different parts because it's so easy to say, I don't see color, which I think is BS. It's so uh-huh. easy to say, why y'all throwing the race card? Because this is one thing I always say, and I also understand why people do that. Racism, all the isms in the world, is a scar on the soul of humanity. So when it comes to the forefront, it is too painful to deal with sometimes. If you don't have the life skills, the skill set to be with your own emotions, you're going to project and attack and judge others. People will spend so much time debating Bible, and it's irrelevant. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
no. What I will say is, before you read it, what I would say is, I had this thought. I'm just joyfully all over the place. Before Celeste reads some of Koya's, Earthweb in the chat room, her comment. Imagine if the person you were beefing with, fighting with, on Twitter or Facebook, is the person that's actually going to be responsible for your health. Maybe one day you're going to need some kind of organ transplant. Maybe you're going to encounter a disaster. Maybe there's going to be an accident that somebody will have to rescue. Maybe they're going to prevent you from an accident, but behind the computer, we're going at each other's throat. We don't always think about that. Limitless energy, when it flows, sometimes it's too much for the mind. So I'm just going to stop right now. Go ahead, Celeste.
Okay. Today, we often talk on this show about how there are some conversations on Facebook that can be draining. There are some conversations that aren't uplifting. That doesn't mean that if you disagree with somebody that there's not upliftment in it. This is my example of, wow, talk about responding to people who don't see as you see. This is the comment in response to you set it up already, where there is pictures of a baby carrier, and for a white family, it's an intact family with father, baby, and mother, and for the black marketing, it's a single mother. And it's one of those things that made Earth Webs go, And in response to that, and the response to people who didn't see what she saw, she wrote these words, powerful. I highlighted them because I wanted to make sure I got to the meat. And it's more than this, but this is just the highlight. D and L missed the point entirely. And D apparently thinks these are real families. Their responses are classic representations of how non-minorities haven't a clue what we see, and more importantly, can't or won't see it regardless of us explaining it. I don't care about the models. I don't give a damn about organic or not. I care about the stereotype of a black mother and absent father next to another package of essentially the same item with a white mother, father, baby, traditional family. Consider this. If both packages were just a mom and baby, regardless of race, this wouldn't be an issue at all because all would be equal once more from the top. It's about stereotypes, people, and companies. Advertisers, etc., need to be more aware of the full spectrum of their customer base. I'll stop right there.
Yes. And I would say this again, is there's more. I mean, I looked at it this when Celeste and I were talking. I looked at some of what I was thinking of sharing. And I'm like, oh, this is too much to share in a show. I mean, this is like something you can do in a group. And why are we bringing this up? Why are we talking about it? What's this whole thing? The whole conversation about racism is dead or tired. It's boring. We need to get over it. Yes, but you won't get over it by avoiding it. You get over it by going through it. Now, I really believe that we're in the middle of a transformation. I have people close to me, people I sort of know indirectly, going through many changes. Some people leaving their job. Some people starting a new job. There's so much going on. Some people going through internal change. The world is ending for them as they know it. And there's some of us that are just like, we feel a call deep down inside saying, keep walking, move, do something different, step up. And we feel like we're not equipped, but that voice tells you, keep moving. Keep moving. You know, there's conversation about there's a war on women right now. Partly. And yes. So here's what I want to do is let's look at the racism. Let's look at the war on women. Let's look at the war on the president, Barack Obama. Let's look at the war on life. Let's look at the attachment to belief system that we won't allow ourselves to grow. Because I want you to think about this. Each and every one of us are connected. And until, I'm not going to go ahead of myself. That's for later. That's for later. I would just say this. If you can entertain the fact that we are part of one spiritual body, just like your own physical body, And if any part of your physical body is hurting, every part of your body feels it. And you can't ignore a throbbing toe or a headache, a stomach pain, or whatever it is, and say, well, I just won't deal with that. I'm going to pretend I don't have pain, and you think you can function at your optimum. So everything that is happening, the avoidance, being hypersensitive, the internet, the social media, is letting us see human consciousness. When we embrace, when we take a new look with this limitless energy that will be expressed, it will be expressed no matter what. And if you try and block it, if you try and deny it, if you try and avoid it, it will embarrass you. So when we see ourselves, everybody, not just people in America, globally, human beings is a stretch. But I'm not talking about do it intellectually. Do it from a place of heart-centeredness, a heart-centered view that we are part of the spiritual body. And if one person is hurting, if one person is jealous, if one person is hoarding, if one person believes in separatism, if one person is self-centered, if one person is just like, I don't care, I'm just going to get mines, it's going to affect everybody. How do we change that? We'll talk about that on the other end. It's time to, because on the other end, you get to release what you don't want. You're taking all the stuff, and on the other end, you get to release and let go. Woo! Lord, I am not responsible for what comes out of my mouth. Just take it to my guides, to my ETs. Celeste, it's time to put a sack in it and take a chill pill and not
you
go
are
too
a mess.
Deep. Yes, I am a mess.
You are a mess. And, there is a running conversation going on about what you said. I'm going to try to get that down on the other side. But I'm also going to recommend, if at all possible, Angel Face 444 and Kolya, I know, I can hear you. Celeste! But you guys have this really powerful conversation in a chat room that I'm going to try to summarize. But I'm going to invite you to call in 347-426-3346, and let's branch it out so the people in the phone lines can really get a sense of what we're being blessed with in the chat room. You like that, Life Coach today?
Oh, I love it. I mean, I always tell people, and then, you know, I think I've told people this from behind the scenes. This is a confession. We talk about limitless energy, and I've said this to Celeste. I've said this to some listeners, and I didn't really wasn't in a place to even say it out loud because I think, well, that makes you look like something. I don't even know. Sometimes we're afraid of our own thought that we don't give ourselves permission to really listen to the whole thought. Because if you spend time listening to your full thoughts, you might think, that's kind of stupid. That don't make sense. But so I had this thought, well, that's going to make you look like I didn't listen to the rest. So real radio, especially talk radio, is so yummy. It's so powerful when listeners call in. And I'm saying this. You know, when we share ideas, I can talk for days. That's why my name is Ade. But when you bring your different perspective, when you bring your disagreement, because we don't have to agree, it makes for a healthy, organic soul food for everybody who gets to experience this, whatever you want to call it that we're serving. So, yes, I encourage you to call in and share your thoughts. Agree, disagree, not feeling it, moving through it, you know, sitting with it, whatever, 347-426-3346. So Celeste's going to do an announcement. She's going to give us the spiritual weather report. And then now we want to come to the space that is often comfortable, the side. Actually, we want to move to the place of solution because there's so much to talk about, but it's nothing new. You already know it. So on the other side, on the other end, where we release and let go of people's ignorance, and after we've assimilated what we need, so everything I've said, you've taken what you want. Now it's time to really grow. Celeste, And I got some luck going on in the chat room. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I can't read all of this. I can if I want to, but it would distract me from staying connected with what wants to come through. So, Celeste, Celeste is talking to me. Celeste, I need a towel.
You are so silly.
Let's take a break, please. Go ahead.
I'll get some water. Yeah, so we're going to take a quick break. I do think, though, that you may want to have the conversation before celestial moment. I'm just putting that bug in your ear, though I'm ready to go.
What conversation?
What
are you talking about?
Well, the conversation, the conversation from the chat room has spilled into the phone lines in a beautiful way, and Sweet Tea would like to make a comment. So I'm just letting you know what you have on your plate.
Yeah, this is our soapbox, and we get to do what we want to do. We know it's 1:10, but we just going to just do our thing. I got my hands in the air, and I'm acting like, what the flip are you doing? For the benefit of people who are not in the chat room, Celeste, can you just summarize, share with us what's going on in the chat room?
You're not going to read it, but you're going to make me do it. I love it.
Listen. Here's the thing. You've read it already. Now, if I was to say it, then I have to go read it and then sort it out in my mind and others to say it. Come on now. We're going to be doing radio. We're doing radio. We're making radio, baby. Come on. Don't worry about that.
Okay. I got it. And it's so good. I found the top part, starting with earthwebs. I do want to point out that if you rise above all of this, all the headlines and pressure points, what you see is a bold-faced attempt to compartmentalize us all into smaller groups, all set at each other's throats. And then Angel Face said, all labels. Earthwebs continued, the powers know that we're all getting really tired of their power grabs, their worldwide game of he who dies with the most toys. If we all rise up, they're done for. Angel Face, agreed. So they keep us compartmentalized, blaming each other rather than blaming the real culprits. But it's also happening on a spiritual level because spirit will always speak the truth. Confuse our spirits, too, and they've got control. And Angel Face said, there are individuals who are always looking for a reason to be offended. Earthwebs, exactly, Angel, because it allows them to avoid looking internally at themselves at the why they are offended. Angel Face, exactly. Blow by blow of magic.
Yes. Thank you, Celeste. And they're touching some of the things I want to talk about. So you say go to Tanya before we do the announcement?
Yeah.
Okay, let's glow. Let's glow to Tanya Glooch. My dear sister friend, how you be? How are you, darling?
I am fine. All is well. Earthweb started all of this. she started all of this, her and Angel, Triple Four. It hit me, it kind of like hit me on my side, and I just was thinking like how we put with society, how society wants us to believe a family should be with the mother, the father, and the kids, and it's supposed to be so perfect as long as you obtain that. But when you're in, I've been in a merge like that. It was good, but at the point when once you start living your truth, you start to see certain things that people have masked away from you. I've come to truth in this year that me and my ex-husband, we were never friends. We got married after we had our daughter, and it was like people before when I was pregnant, oh, y'all need to be married. And I used to always say, I don't want him to marry me just because I'm pregnant. But in the same token, once we got married, it still was things that he wasn't showing his true self. We were both young, so we hadn't come into a lot of things of knowing ourselves. And I look at how we had the mother, the father, and the child in the home, and guess what? Was a sad, emotional home. So just because you put that picture there where you see the mother, the father, and the child, doesn't mean it's a happy home. You can have just the mother and the child, and it's nurturing, and it's caring, and it's not a lot of drama in it. Because I've lived on both sides. I was raised by a single mother. And then I always, it's funny how we don't think we're enough. I always love when you say, no, I am enough. I always knew I could be a mother because I was raised by an awesome mother. But I always thought I had a problem being a wife because I didn't see that, like the father in the home with the mother, the marriage and all that. I didn't see that. But I found out that I could be a better wife than my husband could be a better husband because he was raised with both parents, but they weren't going together. It was a lot of bitterness in the marriage and all of that. So you're still not doing good by your family.
I hear you. Yes, the experience. And, you know, and I love how you bring a marriage into this conversation because this really, this is what this is about. I talked about the non-physical side of ourselves and the physical side of ourselves. And what we are being called to do is to marry the two, to honor the divinity, to honor the humanity. And if we get stuck in one, we're no use in the other. So you talk about being friends with people and being in relationships. Sometimes, yeah, people are not friends. But when you learn to be friends with the person you're married to in a romantic relationship where it takes on a whole new meaning. And that's a commitment to want to grow. And as you said, society is told – and it's sometimes – well, society has told us relationship looks like this. 10 steps to keep a man, something to make sure your woman is satisfied, and blah, blah, blah. So we take the highest thoughts, and those thoughts are actually well-meaning, but what is often left out, even in spiritual teaching and law of attraction and, you know, knowing yourself, sometimes we leave out the human experience that, yes, when you take time to, when you stop to start meditating, when you start forgiving, when you start living life differently, it can be messy. It can be painful because you're going to have to now learn to feel emotions that you ran from when you were a child, to feel emotions that you didn't want to deal with before and made you hard. There was a crust of, not you, Tanya, I'm just talking generally. There's a crust around your heart because you think that's the way to protect yourself. Well, a spiritual journey is you're inviting yourself to the table of life and say, crack the crust around my heart. And it is painful. It is scary. You have to be vulnerable. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And
thank you.
Go ahead, you want to say something?
And let me just say this last thing. You're exactly, when you put, I was trying to put that crust in that heart to let the people that had wronged me feel it. But at the same token, we don't realize we draw ourselves into that too. We already stuck. And all you do is draw yourself into it. And I'm going to share this. You know my grandmother passed, but I've been at my ex-husband's house with him and my children since my grandmother's funeral because I see the change in him. He didn't have it there at first, but we always say, I used to say, oh, you need to be a man. Stand up. But eventually, we, like you said, we all are one. So me and him had to help each other grow emotionally. And we didn't do that in our marriage. But look how we're doing it, you know, divorced, but we're not separated. Yes. We were in a marriage and separated. That's why I know God is good, but you have to start with your change. If you change you, everything else, I'm not going to say it's going to move, it's not going to be a tornado. You just learn how to deal with the tornado, and you can make your own rainforest eventually.
And sometimes a tornado needs to move you to a different zip code. So that's right.
I love you guys. I love the family.
Love you too, darling.
God bless you. Talk to you soon.
Yes.
Bye.
Indeed. Bye, darling. Yes, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. We're going to now talk about, well, not talk. Talk, but inspire thoughts. How do we use what we know? How do we use spirituality? How do we support ourselves as a spiritual body? Because I love the story. You know, Tony said her and her ex-husband, they didn't know how to do the marriage thing. But really, if you think about it, they're doing marriage better now based on human perspective. But the truth is we're married to each other, even if you're in a relationship with somebody or not. Well, if you're in a relationship, we're all in a relationship. Let me just stop there. And that's what I mean about being in this spiritual body. So what are you going to do to heal what wants to be healed? And how do you know what wants to be healed? Pay attention to when you're triggered. We're going to talk about how you deal with the crust around your heart. We're going to talk about people who are afraid and we use all kind of beliefs to protect their fear and doubts and worries. And now, Celeste, you can't run. You better come here and give us spiritual weather report, because we're not inspiring or advocating for spiritual bypass, but we're encouraging a spiritual empowerment. So what you got for us?
What I have for you is a continuation of my Frida Kahlo celebration. Yes, I'm going there with my master painter, artist friend. If you do not know her, please go to YouTube. It's full of powerful information about her art, about her life, and who she is as a woman. Her number is running today, so I get to extend my celebration. But before I get into that, though, I do have to give you live announcements about what's going down on Life Conversations Radio Network and where you can find our hosts that I haven't mentioned before. So let's walk boldly into the theme of limitless energy, shall we? Life Coach A Day has some tricks up his sleeves next Monday on the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show. He's tapping into his newest healing modality, Reiki, and his Reiki master, who is a reverend, teacher, and friend, Linda Boyd, is joining him for a talk about energy and how to sustain it and how to use it with and in love. So make sure you join Life Coach A Day next week at noon. I feel the Reiki vibes rising right now. Now, tomorrow, you can catch Life Coach A Day live again at his other home on 12radio.com at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern. Join him for Soulful for Your Consciousness on Transformation Tuesdays. We nickname it over there at 12radio. We keep the transformation going over here at Life Conversations Radio Network. If you have not checked out our newest show, Living in the Yes, with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson, why not? You are missing out on phenomenal spiritual teachings with fun and humor, grit, Bible stories told a way that you're not falling asleep in church. She makes you come alive. She wakes you up. So make sure you join us. Life Coach Today and I also hang out there, though it's Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson's show, because we just like sitting at the feet of the masters. So come and join us, absolutely, this Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, every Tuesday night. Can I get a witness? I know I can, because there are people in the chat room who have been hanging out with us. Great show. Then join Mbasa Safira on the Play Experience this Thursday. I know I got to calm down, at 7 p.m. Eastern, okay? She's bringing the Sapphires to the studio. Do you know about them? There is a movie on Netflix called The Sapphires, which tells part of their story. But this is a singing cessation aboriginal group who use the music of R&B and soul to offer peace and healing and good times in Vietnam. They are still alive. They are telling their story, and they call them the Supreme's Answer from Australia. Yep. Mbasa met them, and she's going to bring them, and I'll definitely be playing on the playground. Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. I will be in the house cutting up. Then join me on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Celestial Show. I'm going to be playing with the number 9, the number of completion, and exploring the gifts of full moon release in celebration of the full moon in Capricorn coming up on Saturday. So make sure you join me as we expand your consciousness, lift up your vibration through all the gifts that we have before us with tarot and numerology. So go to lifeconversationsmedia.com for more information about all these shows, because when you tune in, you get to be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. I go to peacecorps.gov.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org. Or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. It's about being a change you want to see. We are having an interesting media review. We're looking at what has happened in our lives externally, internally, and asking ourselves. Well, I'm asking, and you're listening, and I'm helping you ask. We're paying attention. How far have I grown? What do I need to look at? What needs to be released? What pain is calling my attention? Pain, P-A-I-N, pay attention, inward, now, pain. What is calling for your attention? How is pain showing up through politics, through family, in relationship, with neighbors,
You are here as healing angels. The fact that you observe it is a reminder that you have an obligation to heal what you see. It's a reminder that your non-physical self is on a field trip, and you designed it just like that, so you can go on this earthly ride, this roller coaster. And everything that we're talking about, racism, sexism, politics, all the isms in the world, homophobia, is an expression of human consciousness. As a spiritual being in a human body, it is challenging sometimes. Sometimes it is messy. Sometimes it is painful. But when you remember that the real true self, the true you, is non-physical, and it's just basking. And it's like the little kids who like to go on a roller coaster. Like, can we go again? And the adults and parents are like, oh, no, I'm not going on that. But there's a part of you that's like, oh, my God, this is so exciting, really? Oh, look, as a judging one another. Oh, I really got into that one, didn't I? Ooh. Let's do celestial moment, and then we'll talk about how we use limitless energy to be the agent of love, the agent of compassion, the agent of forgiveness. That's why you're here. If you're listening, you were called for this. As a matter of fact, you called yourself forth to be part of the healing. So be very, very careful when you point fingers at them. The truth is, we are the society. So I'm excited. I'm going to tell you something that's going on in my head in a minute. It's crazy. But see, what you're looking at, you're looking with. So what you see in the world, how you see it, the definition, the labels you give it, is a reflection of your consciousness. Chew on that. So let me even water that. That might shake some of you up. So I'm getting a brand new laptop, and FedEx was delivering it. And out of the studio, I see the FedEx van pull over, and inside I was like, yes, my new laptop is coming. I was like, ooh, we'll continue this tomorrow. But anyway, Celeste, I am so grateful. There's a story even behind that. But anyway,
note to all of Dave's friends, he's not talking to you today, okay? If you have an emergency, you short today. His new laptop is here. That's his new girlfriend. Do you hear me?
It's going to have my attention, buddy.
Like a girlfriend. Limitless energy.
It's a touch screen. Woo! Excitement! Okay, wait.
Wow.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Don't get me started. I'm a mess. I know.
I'm just celebrating with you. I want you to feel the full impact of this limitless energy coming in the form of this new computer. I'm already seeing your new book. I'm seeing you printing papers from your new computer. I'm seeing us getting emails and blogs being created.
Go ahead and get on this thing. Oh, so here's the thing. I heard you. Take your time as you read Celestial Moments so I can open the box.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You better still be listening to me, though. Okay, I'll do that.
You better still listen while you open your box, though. Good afternoon, family. It's Celeste back again. So happy to be with you. It's my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. Numbers and the stars give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. I come bearing your spiritual weather report. Energy of the day is 3. The number 3 is ruled by the expansive planet of Jupiter. And 3 shows up as the Empress in tarot cards. And in tarot cards, the Empress card is ruled by the planet of love and beauty, Venus. Now, the energy of 3 also shows up in other tarot cards that I don't always mention. I'm going to do that today to make sure that you get the full embodiment of 3 energy. So if you have your tarot deck, you start with the number 3 Empress card. Go to the number 12 Hanged One. It's Gift of Surrender. And then you come to the 21 World. The New Beginning. The Maturity of the Fool. And in this time of limitless energy, Jupiter is a good ally as you prepare for your growth and your soul expansion. Today, for a special treat, we are going to put the spotlight on how 3 shows up as wands on the medicine card. The swan's number is not 3, it's actually 39. But when you add 3 plus 9, you get 12. And when you add 12, you get 3. So here we go. So here we go. Swan, the power of woman entering sacred space, touching the future yet to come, bringing eternal grace. The swan's medicine is beauty, grace, and the power of self. But that's more at the end of the journey. At first, we meet the little swan who's described herself as an ugly duckling, who's tired of being shunned and feeling different from the others. She wanted to dream of a time in the future when she would grow into something far more beautiful. Through the advice of the dragonfly, she went into the swirling black hole. She had to accept all that would shift her. After Swan reemerged from the swirling black hole, she was quite a sight to see. Dragonfly asked, "What happened to you?" A long-neck swan said, "I learned to surrender my body to the power of the Great Spirit. Because of my faith and acceptance, I have been changed. I've learned to accept the state of grace." Will we learn to accept our own state of grace, accepting ourselves just as we are? We graduate from our ugly duckling stories and transform into swans. And that's the story of 3, told through the swan of the medicine cards. All is well. I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on a celestial show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Ooh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I didn't get to open the box, but it's right next to me. Limitless energy.
But you did hear
thank you,
me, Celeste.
You said what?
But you did hear me, though, right?
Yeah, of course, of course. I was listening. I promise, I was listening.
And let's make sure we also ask you, because you are in touch with nature and you are in alignment with nature. That's one of my blessings, as being your friend and all of us being your friend, because all your listeners get to benefit from this gift that you have, where you get to be the masculine expression of goddess in nature, God, goddess, integrated energy in nature. So I ask you, brother, to please send healing toward the region of Mexico, and I believe it's Guatemala, and also send praises to hashtag bring back our daughters and our sons, because I understand that 63 girls have escaped. And let's pray for daughters and sons to come home, because some boys were kidnapped too. And I leave that in your graces as you continue to serve up the soul.
Yeah, you spoke it.
And Pachamama cut up too. Pachamama cut up. I have to bring the goddess in. I'm not saying that Pachamama is cutting up. What I'm saying is that we are cutting up, and she needs our help energetically around the world.
And, you know, and I look at Earth, planet Earth, reflect, you know, as within, so without, as above, so below. So whatever's going on Earth is going on within us. When we had the, you know, that crazy winter, the crazy spring, it's going on within us. And that's what you know, for me, part of this show is about is really recognizing that, that we are limitless energy. We are an extension of limitless energy. And that energy, the highest energy of love, of harmony, we send it to every corner of the planet where it's needed, and even in your own life. And I tell you, when you open yourself up to send that energy out and hold somebody else in consciousness, you know, pray for the ones that curse you. Pray for the one that you see as a racist. Pray for the one who raped another woman and another man, or somebody who beat somebody up because of their sexual orientation. Pray for the ones who are debating religion and spirituality and the witches and pagan religion. When you pray for those people, you get to receive the healing first, which is the part that I really want to end the show with. It's limitless energy. What is energy? Energy, cause and effect. That, you know, it's something, it creates a vibration. In the book, The Revealing Word, a dictionary of metaphysical terms, where is it? Right here somewhere. Energy, the power of God within us to accomplish, the power of God within us to accomplish strength or vigor of expression, internal or inherent power as of the mind, capacity of acting or producing an effect. We are energy. Earlier I talked about, imagine your non-physical self is on a field trip on this planet. Sometimes when you're on a field trip, when you go to Disney, when you go to wherever, Dolly Parton Park, or wherever you go, when you go to the park in your neighborhood, you may have to ask somebody else for help. Can you keep an eye on my child? That's okay. I got him. Oh, your child is going to the street. Never mind. Everybody gather together and talk. That's what we're being invited to do now. We've been invited to really use the energy that we are to raise the vibration, because there are some people, as we see from a human perspective, and literally like a file in a computer, speaking of laptop, operating system, they are corrupted, not from a judgmental perspective, because a file in a computer that's corrupted, maybe you deleted something you shouldn't have deleted, or code was deleted. So it's corrupted. And when it's corrupted in your computer is not going to act right. It's not going to give you what you want it to do. So you need somebody who understands what it means to get the computer and the files to work together. So right now there are some people who choose to be a corrupted file in the spiritual body of humanity. So you don't want to have your file corrupted by meeting them at their energy level. You want to cooperate with the limitless energy. How can I serve? How can I serve? And I, if you're interested, you can go to EarthWeb's Facebook page. And EarthWeb, if you give permission, even though I said it, but if you give permission, you can post your link to your Facebook page so people can see it. And I really want them to see. And they may disagree with you. I don't know. But for me, I what you brought a comprehensive perspective, a broader perspective that went beyond pointing fingers. So you can just read an example of somebody who's saying, I am going to cooperate with the limitless energy. Because as I cooperate with the limitless energy, I get to heal myself. I get to raise my vibration. And when I raise my vibration, when I'm in the presence of people who are operating from a lower vibration, not from a place of judgment, but we can see how, because they're afraid, because they think, you know, they're separated, they've got to take care of themselves because of their conditioning, because of where they grew up, because of how they see the world, because of what part of the country they live in, because of maybe the fact they were abused. Our experience show up in how we live our lives. So when we come from a place of understanding, we make room for compassion. Then you're able to sit with somebody who doesn't honor a woman, who doesn't honor a mother, who doesn't honor, who is afraid to be loving and nurturing. If you're sitting with somebody and you're coming from a place of understanding and compassion, and they're afraid to feel their pain rather than judgment and throwing affirmation at them and law of attraction, and if you don't do that, you're going to attract more of that. That is true. But sometimes we don't need to tell people what they're attracting because they're already in a shift. They're looking to shift. So when you do what you need to do and look at your own fears, look at your own doubts, your own worry, and marry that with your spirit, like, you know what? There's some things that, and I'm talking about me here, there's some things that I worry about that I wish I don't. There's some things that I worry about that I can't seem to shake. Like, why am I worrying about that? There's some things I can get it. There's one person right now who is helping me grow in a deep way. When an email comes from her, I have to pray before I open it because just looking at her name is like, oh, okay. But that's just part of life. So this idea, now there are people, there are different technologies out there right now. The quantum physicists will tell you that we live in a field of energy, that we're surrounded by electromagnetic energy, and we need to remind ourselves that we're one with it and we can change and transform energy. But there are times when that energy is thick, when the vibration is slow and heavy, that I feel stuck. And I am grateful that I have people in my life who can help me, shake me out of my stuff. It's like, wait, I got you. You're on a quicksand of emotion right now, and you think you're going down. As a matter of fact, you're going deep in consciousness to see that you will never die because you were never born. You just have an opportunity to transform this. So wherever there's discord, be the space for healing. Wherever there's racism, be the healer of all things. Wherever there's illness, rather than judge about what somebody else is eating or what they shouldn't be eating, all that sugar, all that pork, all that this, all, they don't look at the label. Ain't nobody got time for that. It's too late. It's too late. Obasa, it's too late. So when it's too late, you bring things into divine order by your presence. And one last thing I want to leave you with. I know it's been a lot. Maybe it's not for you, it's been for me. I feel like I've gone in different places, and I'm happy for what I'm serving because I say yes, and I just allow myself to be a vessel for what wants to be expressed. When you think of diversity, whatever that looks like for you, think of diversity. Well, actually, before I say that, people always say, we have more in common than what the differences. So let's focus on what we have in common. Yes, let's do that. But with the same intensity, embrace the differences. Because of the differences, even in belief system, or I'm religious, I'm Christian, I'm Muslim, I'm atheist, I'm this. Oh, you get to see the many expressions of God, the many expressions of the goddess, the mother, father, divine. Diversity is a gift of inspiration. Diversity is a gift of inspiration. It affirms and confirms your beauty, your power, your creativity, your essence, and your existence. Diversity helps you see that you are limitless energy because we are interconnected. We interrelate with one another. I don't care if you no longer see the person. I don't care if you said you've forgiven them or not. You're still connected energetically. Everybody you've made it with, if that's a word, everyone you've had interactions with, if it's for a moment, a minute, a week, a lifetime, they're part of your soul blueprint. Because everything we do, everything you do, leaves an energetic print. So what our parents did or didn't do, what our ancestors did or didn't do, wherever they started from, wherever they originated from, they left the energetic print that we are living out. So some people would deny right now that there is no racism and people are just holding on to the past because part of the energetic print in their soul is a denial that was living, that was alive in their ancestors. There are some people who would say there's racism and it would never end because of the part of their ancestors. The energetic print in them is saying it's never going to end. There are some people who are saying, I see the pain. I see the craziness in the world. I see it looks like the world is going to hell in a handbasket. But I stand for truth. I stand for transformation because they are in alignment with an energetic print, with an ancestor who knew that there is more. And even deeper than that, there is a soul remembrance that all of us and non-physical beings, that we are non-physical beings. And as a non-physical being, you have all the answers. You are a healer. You are a lover. You are all that you choose to use your energy for. You get to decide how you use your energy. You have a choice. And there's some things you will never be able to explain. Think of the body. They talk about we have millions, billions of neurons inside of us. They talk about if you... The veins, if you put them side by side, the lens is just crazy, the cells in our bodies. I mean, come on, people. You're next in line for a miracle. Next. You must be willing to be labeled as crazy. You must be willing to die to the old way of being, or you're part of the system that keeps saying we're separated, we're not good enough, and we just need to take care of our own, and that's all that matters. Yes, you've got to do your own work, but we are interconnected. Now, leave this quote with you as you get ready to release the show. And this is why most people are afraid, because it is a scary path sometimes. I've often said, even though we people around me that I know love me, when I'm going through my challenges, when I'm growing through it, it feels lonely. Because no matter how much I'm told I'm loved and appreciated, my thoughts and my emotions are doing what they're doing, and I feel alone. And this quote by Plato said, "Those who are able to see beyond the shadows and lies of their culture will never be understood, let alone believed by the masses." Those who are able to see beyond the shadows of separatism, homophobia, religious separation, spiritual separation, gender separation, those who are able to see beyond that and the lies of their culture, that we are separated, that we've got to put borders with countries and we've just got to stay in our own place, they hate us, we don't like them, or the Americans are this, the Africans are that, the Asians are this, those who are able to see beyond the shadow and lies of their culture will never be understood, let alone believed by the masses. You did not come here to be understood. You came on this planet to stand on your soapbox and leave a legacy and leave an energetic print so that your descendants would ride your energetic coattail. Because of you speaking up and saying, I was never born, and I would never die, so I'm never done. Woo! Celeste, I know you said you're good, but I'm going to bring you on. And for goodness sake, let's help one another. Let's reach out and help somebody. Let's ask somebody, how can I help you? Even if you don't think you have what they have, let's just talk. I really want to help, but I don't know how. Sometimes coming together just helps you see a way out of no way. Your intention, your intent will make a way. I'm done, Celeste. I'm not.
Okay.
For now.
I know, right? Amazing show, Life Coach, today. And in the portion where I asked for healing, there was something that was shared and something that I realized. And a quick, I know, I see the time. I got this. Here we go. Mother Witt said we need to ground ourselves. I'm going to paraphrase. Mother Witt said in the chat room that we need to ground ourselves and create a circle. And when she wrote those words, I heard Sister, it's already is. It's happening. It's right now. That's what we're all doing on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Life Coach Today showed up. You showed up. Earthwebs. I can't name all of you because I don't have that much time, but every single one of you who's listening in the archive, every single one of you who's in the chat room, and every single one of you that's on the phone lines right now created this beautiful, powerful circle. And I'm going to end with this. And when I felt it and saw it, I realized that there's a Round Hut Village with a sister, with Ethel, a friend of Mombasa, who's been on the show, her show, Play Experience. And I liked that page, and my like is even more powerful now because I joined forces with Round Hut Village without seeing them. So thank you, Life Coach Today. We're all
This
together. Thank you.
Yes, I'm thanking everybody. Thank you for being here, your energy, your truth, your essence, your existence. We need each other. What can you give? Even if you look around and don't see what you can give, know that there is something you can give. You just have to join forces with the other. It's time for us to grow. It's time for us to see the best in one another. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you, listeners. See you tomorrow on 12radio.com, 10 p.m., 10 a.m. I keep doing that, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. A new territory. I see the best in you. Be true to yourself. And for goodness sake, love yourself and be gentle. The Agape Choir. Agape Choir Live. AgapeLive.com. Woo! Talk about grounding yourself. I'm going outside. Take my new laptop with me and walk on grass. Woo-hoo! Life is good. It's getting better. I love you.
There is new territory. It's my strength, and so I pray. Well, I pray that you will see the best of life, the best.
I'm
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.